It's a cup of tea show. It's John Gibbons here with it. Well, I've got a cup of coffee actually. My guest has gone for the water, but I'm joined by George Scott, who, oh, well, delighted to be joined by George. He's going to tell us a little bit about Liverpool and what it was like when he was there, which is the early 1960s, and how he became to come to Liverpool, and obviously some stories from that exciting time, not just the Liverpool Football Club, but Liverpool the city as well. So, George, welcome.
Nice to be here, John. Thanks very much for inviting me.
Yeah, no, it's a real pleasure to meet you, and I can't wait to get into some of these stories. But I guess the most obvious place to start is that you were a 15-year-old lad when Liverpool signed you. You were living up in Aberdeen. So how did it come about? How did Liverpool hear about your talent? And you know, how did the signing happen?
Well, I was at school in Aberdeen, and from an early age, I showed a reasonable amount of talent for football. And when I got to about the age of 13, 14, I was playing for the Aberdeen schools team.
Right.
That's representing the whole city and the Scotland schools. So scouts were starting to come and look at me in terms of signing. And all I ever wanted to do was to play for Aberdeen. That was my local team. From a kid, I used to watch him. And that was all I wanted to do. And my dream seemed to come true because the manager of Aberdeen, a guy called Tommy Pearson, he came to my family home and he offered my mum £6 a week for me to go as an apprentice at Aberdeen.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of money because my dad, running the family, was only earning £9 a week. So it was three quarters of the family income for a guy of 15. So it was not to be sniffed at.
No.
It was over the moon. And then a spanner came in the works because, to answer your question, the caretaker of our school was a lad called Jim Lawney. He used to play for St Mirren.
Right.
The goalkeeper. And unbeknown to me, he was a scout for Liverpool. He was a northeast scout for Liverpool. And he asked if I'd like to go to Liverpool for a trial, for a one-week trial. And I wasn't really interested because I never knew nothing about Liverpool. They weren't on the radar at all. I mean, they were a second division team, really,
of course,
nowhere. But I had heard about Bill Shankly.